Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air. This Arrow FM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nā mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra for embracing all your feelings. We are living in very complex times with much uncertainty, conflict, and polarization. And some of us are dancing the line between staying engaged with what is happening in the wider world and here at home, but also feeling incredibly overwhelmed with our emotional response to these events. It's all too easy to feel powerless and switch off. And in some ways, this would be the easy option, but how can we unsee what we have witnessed? How could we bury our head in the sand when we know that the wider community needs connection and support? And so instead, I invite you to sit with the uncomfortable feelings, the depth of grief, the rage, the powerlessness, and know that it's okay and in fact healthy to be feeling these emotions, rather than switch off and pretend that nothing is happening. Could you instead allow yourself space each day to feel all the feels and then also invite in space for joy, for wonder, for dancing, and for play? Could you allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of all your emotions rather than the nice, comfy ones? So my daily practice of Yoga Nidra gives me the energy and the emotional capacity to stay informed, to feel engaged, to write endless submissions and rage against the machine. With Yoga Nidra, I can rise refreshed to also enjoy life in my own small way, to take pleasure in a cat purr, a song thrush sweetly serenading me, to feel the frost squeak under my gumboots in the morning, and sometimes just snuggling in with a delicious book. Because Yoga Nidra is not just a relaxation practice, it is a powerful tool for liberation and freedom for all. Each time you wake up from your Yoga Nidra practice, you wake up to your life, your eyes, and your mind is open to a new way of seeing and being in the world. So today, know that you're not only taking rest for yourself, you are taking part in a revolution. We are resting on behalf of those who cannot find rest right now. We are resting on behalf of our ancestors who might have been denied rest, and maybe our other ancestors that denied rest to others. We are resting on behalf of all those living in great uncertainty. And this is vital. We so need rest time in this current climate to digest and integrate all that is happening. We rest so that we might dream up a new way of being a part of this planet that supports and nurtures us all. So taking the time to settle in a little deeper, feeling all the places where your body meets the earth upon whom you are resting today. Feeling all the places where she meets and greets your body and holds you ever so gently. And maybe you know this place where you're resting really well. Maybe you can even see the soil that your bones are resting upon. And whether it's thick clay, like here where I live, or maybe you're lucky enough to be on light, loamy soil, or chalky and flinty soil, rocky and crumbly soil, or parched sand. Maybe you know the smell of this earth really well too, and perhaps you can even smell that now. And there might be other aromas mingling, the delight of Daphne, that salty whiff of daffodils, and maybe there's wood smoke, and maybe someone somewhere is cooking. And welcoming all that you can hear today in your Nidra nest. Bird song, traffic, laughter, and maybe tradie radios blaring the rock FM. And all the hum of insects and breezes, or maybe gales. Welcoming all that you can hear, pleasant and unpleasant. And then perhaps feeling the textures of your clothing or your blankies against your skin, a sense of being held by your clothing and blankies, the place where the boundary of your body meets the world beyond. And perhaps you can feel this embrace of cloth against your skin moving as your breath flows in and out. A soft and effortless breath moving through your body as your body settles into stillness. And taking the time to invite your body to settle deeper into this embrace of Papatūānuku. Offering the weight of your head and all that it carries, all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your memories, and simply lie them down to rest in her lap. Letting down through your shoulders and all that you've been carrying. Letting down through your upper arms. Letting down through your elbows. Letting down through your forearms and your wrists, and softening and releasing your fingers as there is nothing to hold on to. Softening your thumbs, your first fingers. Softening your middle fingers and your ring fingers and your little fingers. And just feeling your hands softening down wherever they might be resting. And then feeling the length of your spine being cradled by the earth beneath. And letting down through your upper back, through your middle back, all the way down through your sacrum, all the way down to the very tip of your tailbone. And feeling the heaviness and the weight of all the amazing muscles that support you around your hips. Getting down through your hips and your buttocks, and knowing that there is no need to be marching or walking or driving or biking or standing or sitting, your legs can finally find rest. And feeling the full weight of your thighs letting down and your knees, getting down through your shins and your calves, getting down through your heels and your ankles. And feeling all the weight of all the tiny little bones in your feet. All settling down, pulled down by the force of gravity. And perhaps you can just feel your big toes switching off, and your second toe switching off, your third toes and your fourth toes, your little toes all switching off. And feeling that sense of just being held here, being held. Your breath flowing in and flowing out. And perhaps you can breathe your awareness all the way up through the front of your body. Feeling your breath carry you from the very tips of your toes and up and over the tops of your feet and your ankles and all the way up through your shins and swirling around your kneecaps and up and over your thighs. To find your pelvis. Just taking the time to pause here in your pelvis, listening to the space, listening to the wisdom of your gut. And it might speak to you in the language of sensation. It might speak to you in the language of emotions. It might speak to you in the language of your mother tongue. Simply listening here and welcoming all that your gut has to share with you, pausing and savoring, digesting what your gut has to say to you. And then feeling your awareness move from your pelvis up into your solar plexus, And listening to this space, listening to the fire of your belly. Is it a roaring blaze today, or is it like a tiny coal smoldering? And then inviting your awareness to move into the space behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core, and welcoming all that's arising in this space today. Welcoming all the sensations, welcoming all your thoughts, and welcoming all your feelings. And you might like to simply dwell here in the space of your heart and simply let your breath flow in and flow out. You might like to let your awareness slowly travel to welcome the space of your throat, to soften your jaw, relaxing your cheeks, and perhaps feeling the gentle flow of your breath now. Feeling the soft sensations of your breath around your nostrils. Within your nostrils, the place where the breath of your body meets the outside world. And watching the revolution of this breath flowing into your body and breath flowing out of your body. The arising of your breath like the dawn. And the peak of your breath, like the midday sun, and the gentle fading of your breath out into the afternoon and the evening, and then there's that little pause at midnight. The revolution of your breath, just like the daily revolution of the earth on its axis. And perhaps you might like to simply stay here watching this revolution of your breath. Or you might like to bring your awareness to come all the way up to perch in the space between your eyebrows. And the invitation is to simply take the time to meet and pause in each and every place of your body. To savor each place. To nurture each place, to simply listen and hold all that you're feeling wherever you might be feeling it. So, here in the space between your eyebrows, listening, seeing the seat of your inner vision, and feeling your awareness come down. To pause in the little space in between your collarbones. And listening to all that you can feel in your right arm, at your right shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. And even taking the time to feel all that you can feel in your right thumb, your first finger, middle finger. Ring finger and little finger. All the sensations completely welcome. And feeling your awareness travel from the very tips of your fingers back into your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, and all the way back to that little dip in between your collarbones. And then listening, savoring. Welcoming each and every space down through your left arm, your left shoulder, your left elbow and wrist, your left thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Each tiny little finger so welcome. Feeling that sense of welcome and acceptance. Back in your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, coming all the way back to the little dip in between your collarbones. And awareness, just savoring the sensations deep behind your breastbone. It's like here, deep in your heart's core, listening to this radiating throughout your body, perhaps feeling the pulse of your heart, the drumbeat of your heart, all the way in the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and coming back right behind the breastbone. Listening to your gut, listening to your pelvis, and feeling all the feels all the way down through your right leg, your right hip, right knee, and right ankle. Each and every toe so welcome, big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Awareness just traveling back into the ankle, the knee, and the hip, all the way back to your pubic bones. And welcoming each and every sensation in your left leg, in your left hip, your left knee, and your left ankle. Welcoming all the sensations, all that you're feeling in your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Retracing your steps, feeling all those sensations once again in your ankle, your knee, and your hip. Feeling all the sensations deep in your pelvis. Welcoming all that you're feeling in your belly. Welcoming all that you're feeling in your heart. All that you're feeling in the space between your collarbones. And all that you're seeing and hearing and sensing and feeling in the space between your eyebrows. And perching here once again and surveying the land of your body at rest, here upon the land of the earth herself. And perhaps you can feel the stillness of your body here at rest, held in a loving space of deep rest upon the earth. A deep stillness as though your body is asleep. And yet at the same time, the light of your conscious awareness, alert, awake, observing your body at rest. Coming back to this place of stillness after our journey around all the points of awareness. And noticing how after this revolution with your awareness, you are back at the starting place, and yet everything feels different. Feeling the stillness of your body deep in rest, and yet the movement of your soft and effortless breath moving through your body. Perhaps noticing all the points of awareness gently expanding as you breathe in. And then releasing and relaxing down into the earth as you breathe out. Stillness and movement, asleep and awake. And coming back to the beginning to find it as a completely new place. And then inviting your awareness to move to wherever a place or a space calls for your attention. And simply listening to this place or this space. What is arising in this space? What does your rested self want to tell you? And could you simply listen with your ears and your heart and your mind? And then letting that settle so that you might bring the wisdom of your rested self back with you to the shores of your waking life. And what fresh insights can you bring to this revolution of daily life? Welcoming a stronger breath to fill your lungs and perhaps a yawn or a sigh, maybe twinkling your fingers and toes ready for the next project. And then rolling over onto your side and opening your eyes to the newness of this day. And you might like to hum along or join in this mantra of liberation. Lokasamesta sukhino bhavantu. Lokasamesta sukhino bhavantu. Lokasamesta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samesta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts and the words and the actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete, and thank you for listening.